Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
We're told in the gospel that pride comes before the fall. What is pride? Pride is thinking a little bit too good of yourself. Yes, it is. Thinking you're better. Think you might know it all? Well, there's a verse. It's in Romans 5, verse 12, and let me read it to you. Wherefore, as by one man's sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Yes, that's you, Mr. Perfect. That's me when I think I'm perfect. Death has passed unto all men. In other words, there's no escaping. The wages of sin is death, that we're told. And because of the sin of Adam, it was passed down. All have sinned. The next verse. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. People, that's all we have is Jesus. By one man, Adam, death reigned. There's no escaping it. Your lusts, your cares, your deceits, they'll overcome you. I don't care what you do. I don't care how polite you are, how nice you are, how well-spoken you are, how on time you are as paying your bills. That's not relative. Death was passed on because of one Adam. But because of Jesus, I'll read this again. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one. And that is Jesus Christ. I'll continue. I'm going to drop down to verse 19. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. That's a wonderful verse. It's so easy and so simple. You don't have to go to 5 years of seminary to understand that verse. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Gang, it's only through Jesus. There's only one way to the Father, and that's through his word. And he is called the way, the truth, and the life. You know he saved you. You know he converted you. You know he washed you. You know he gave you a new heart. He's filled you with his love. He's given you the Holy Spirit to convict you. This is why we know this hasn't been passed down to us by our forefather. Sure, there might be influence, even in the flesh realm, by generational obedience or curses. Sure. There'll be an influence, but as far as your one-on-one influence with Jesus, as far as your one-in-one relationship with Jesus, you must be reborn just to see the kingdom of God and be born of water. In other words, as far as I'm concerned, you must be a human. You must be born into this world and be born of the Spirit. In other words, it doesn't come by ritual or tradition. It comes from your heart. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. That's because the gift of grace, the gift of that cross, is powerful. It could overcome that sin. And it could overcome that sin in you. Many times it's demonic attacks. Jesus Christ healed the sick and cast out devils. When he sent his 70 apostles or disciples out, He said, I give you power to heal the sick and cast out devils. Demons are trying to run our lives through ambitions, through lusts, through temptations. And they could put a straitjacket on you, people. They could put a straitjacket on you. You see that car or you see that house? I mean, I had to deal with it just the other week. I had a super deal. A guy wanted to sell me his house. Super deal. Crazy super deal. I talked it over with my wife. I think I'm in a battle. Number one, I don't need the house. What do I need it for? Particularly at my age. Why do I want to take a headache on? Now I got to have tenants. Now I have taxes. Now I have to deal with, you know, lawn care and roofs and air conditioners and gutters. Why? Because it's a good deal? Just because it's a good deal? Now, granted, if I was a lot older and maybe if real estate was my business, I'd have a different perspective because then it would be part of my job. But it was just a lust. I knew it was an attack. It was a lust trying to attack me, almost to the point where I had a tough time sleeping, you know, because I didn't want to pass up a good deal. There are no good deals, gang. Not if they're not letting you sleep. No, that thing was trying to bind me up. Because really, you don't own anything anyway. But anyway, what I'm getting at is, this is what the nature of Adam gets attacked with. It gets attacked with lusts. And lusts just don't have to be sexual. You can get bound up with wants. Or I need that when you really don't need it. Or I want it. And as I've said before, I'm seeing how gluttony could take things over. I had a good friend of mine. This diabetes world was opened up to him, and it was darn near miraculous. He had a huge number, and could have died, could have stroked out. And we started talking about it, and he went on a fast, a 21-day fast, and he corrected the problem. Yes, he corrected the problem. And I'll tell you what his number was. His number was 650. They couldn't even believe he was walked into the emergency room. They immediately shot him up with insulin and basically said, you're a goner the rest of your life. But no, he isn't a goner. He's a child of the living God. He repented. He went on a 21-day fast, and it's correcting itself. Total change in diet. You got to realize, people, you know, these urges, they could be to eat, a sugar urge, or an urge to have carbs, or an urge to have that extra plate, or an urge to always get a cupcake when you're at a gas station, or always grab that piece of pizza in that hot dog. Yeah, the wages of sin is death, and death could come in a lot of forms. And of course, I'm not saying grabbing a bite to eat is bad, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean? Because we have to be alert. Because we are in a war. We are in a battle. Right? And Satan is going to try to destroy us any which way he can. And he also realizes that us as fathers, us as grandfathers, we can pass down our habits to our children and our grandchildren. They're watching us. Yeah, so, you know, realize that. The position you might be in your family. Realize that. Guard your words. Guard what you do. Ask the Holy Spirit for guidance on how to behave. Yes, this is more important than anything else because we're basically in rental units while we're here. And we're the Lord Jesus Christ's vessels that he uses to do things through. That's the way he made it. I'll keep reading here. I'll read that verse again. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounds, grace did much more abound. That as sin has reigned unto death. You know, reigning is like being a king. You reign over a kingdom. That's what sin basically does. It reigns over death. That's its kingdom. That as sin has reigned unto death, even so might grace reign. grace will reign. This is a different kingdom. Through the righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Gang, isn't that wonderful? You know Christ is your personal Savior. You know in the world that we're living in, as crazy as it is, and we are getting surrounded by war, whether it be in Venezuela, whether it be in Greenland, whether it be in Russia, whether it be in Ukraine, whether it be in Colombia, we even dropped some bombs in Nigeria. It's getting crazy. And, you know, these data centers being built up to 6G, who knows what they can do, people, with the frequencies and the waves going through the air. Remember, Satan is the prince of the power of the air. And I always say it, just music itself, music. Music's a frequency. Yes, it is. And the people know how to control your emotions through music. It's a frequency. Our voices are frequencies. Whether when we get loud, when we get angry, when we get upset, it comes out of our voice. And people can catch that frequency. And they know it. They know what's coming out of your mouth. It's your spirit. It's your soul. And these things are flying through the air. And all I can say is renew your mind with the Word of God. Renew your mind with God's Word. Fight the good fight of faith. Endure to the end to be saved. And the last days are going to be crazy. And it appears, if we aren't there, we're darn sure near there. And as I've said many times before, I don't know what we're going through as Americans. I don't know if this is literally the last days or we're just under judgment because of sin. To me, it's a coin toss. Yeah, it is. Because you can't live this life. You can't just kill 60 million babies. You can't do that. And if you've been involved in abortion, just get on your knees, repent. Repent. Whether it be through deception, whether it be through whatever, you listen to the wrong people, repent and learn. And learn from it. Yes, don't be like a pig going back to the pig pen. No, learn from it. Don't let sorrow or depression try to grip you over it. You're bought and paid for. As we read, we're all sinners. We're all heading for death. But when we take on the righteousness of Jesus Christ, He overcomes anything and everything we've ever been involved in. And we become brand new creatures. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. So don't carry the burdens of your past in your mind or in your soul. That's Satan's trick to make you look back. Remember Lot's wife. Don't look back. There's nothing there, gang. Today is a day of salvation. And as the Lord said, if we make plans for tomorrow, we better say God willing. We better say God willing. And He warns us about that. But as I started the message, pride. Pride becomes before the fall. We know Satan, when he was a beautiful angel, he became filled with pride, and that's what made him fall. Don't think of yourself too highly, people. Learn to esteem others higher than yourself and walk in Jesus. And God bless you all, and amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.